Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that this blesses you greatly. Here is today's message in progress.
Praise you, Lord Jesus. So shame, there's this thing, there's this, it causes us to react and do things and wonder why we're doing these things. And oftentimes shame gets buried. Lots of times shame happens early on in childhood. You know, sometimes parents, say things that they shouldn't say because they're not healed and they're broken people in a fallen world. And so then they shame you. They allow things to happen, which brings about, brokenness. And I'm not spelling out these things because I feel like the Holy Ghost is going to bring up stuff that's happened. You know, it could be sexual abuse. It could be you got in trouble for stealing $5 off your dad's dresser. It could be you got caught outside, when you were a little kid going to the bathroom and you were told to go inside. Doesn't matter what it is. And this is prophetic. This is what I'm picking up in the spirit. So, I'm just telling you, but here's what I'm going to say. I don't know one person that has not had to deal with the issue of shame. But I want to tell you something. God is healing the hearts today because he's equipping us. We've already been equipped, but he's exposing the weak link that needs to have some healing and some of his balm to come and heal. Sometimes we build these walls and maybe we're tough and have defenses and have to prove we're tough because we got picked on. Or, and so then we felt shame because we weren't strong enough to stand and defend ourselves. And the truth of the matter is, God is our defender. And so there's going to be some replacing of lies tonight and unhooking from trials and traumas of just growing up. And let me just remind you something. You're here tonight, and if you're listening to this message, you're here now listening, which means you're an overcomer. You've made it this far. God has not forgotten. And God, I feel like as a representative of Jesus, I feel like he wants me to tell you that you weren't alone. Oftentimes the enemy tries to, when we get cloaked with shame, he says, you were all alone and it was your fault. You caused this to happen. I want to expose the truth and expose the lie and let you choose tonight. Let you choose, because you know what? You have the mind of Christ. You are now seated in heavenly places. You weren't when that happened. You were just an average human being that had a bad thing happen to you. And now you are an ambassador for Jesus Christ, and he has wiped your slate clean the day you said yes to Jesus. And so tonight he's just doing a little more cleanup because he's good. And so, as I've been talking to him about this, there's a couple different things. One, maybe this has happened to you. Maybe you've never shared with anybody this terrible thing that's happened to you. I want to tell you tonight that it's okay to share what happened to you. Now, I don't want you to raise your hand and share right now, but ask the Holy Spirit to bring you a trusted person. Because when you release the trauma, when you release the hit, it brings freedom. Because it's no longer a dirty little secret. When it's still a dirty little secret, the enemy still has a foothold. When you confess your sin, or when you bare your soul because you want to be whole, the grace to do that is there. Now, this is not to be done lightly. Ask the Holy Spirit. Some people carry terrible burdens from... Maybe you murdered somebody. Maybe you sexually abused somebody. Maybe you were sexually abused. Maybe, who knows? Maybe you came out of sex trafficking. Maybe you were a prostitute or a pimp or a drug addict. It doesn't matter. Because here's the thing. You didn't know any better. But today, the Lord is saying, turn your back on sin and gaze into the eyes of Jesus. And I want to tell you something. When you sincerely want to get set free, you get set free. When you justify, well, this happened to me, so therefore I'm going to always be this way, it causes delay. And then we talk about the house, you know, that was built on the sand, and when the winds came. Listen, the winds are coming. Some, they're here now. And if your house is on the sand, you've got to get the foundation of Jesus Christ. And he's the builder, the master builder, and he wants to do some construction tonight, tomorrow, and the next day, until you get your house built and shored up in him. And so does it happen overnight? Not usually. But here's the thing. Pray and ask the Holy Spirit to bring you someone or show you someone that you can confide in. That's number one. Number two, if you're the person that's being confided in, the person that is sharing, please show some respect, because when you give them the picture or the detail, they take that. There's a piece that they, you know, they see it. So be careful with what you share and how you share. And what I mean, you know, I've ministered to a lot of people and I've heard some horrible things, horrible stuff that should never happen. But I have to process afterwards the images that that person shares with me. And the only way I can do that is to have Jesus help me with that. And so some people are not strong enough to, they may seem strong. You might think, oh, they're pretty good in God. But listen, this stuff we can't carry. We can't carry it. We're not meant to carry corruption. We're meant to give it to Jesus. And so find a place that you can share your trauma, release it, and then move on. Don't use it as an excuse to always do what you were doing. Stay hungry for God. Stay hungry for God. And what will happen is your appetite will increase for God, because you've got an area that's been released and you're like, you're not carrying the corruption of the world. You're like, fill me, Holy Ghost. I can't tell you how many times I've had deliverance or healing in my heart, and God just like overtakes with his goodness. And sometimes I'll actually see, or I'll be praying about it, and I'll see that Jesus was there with me. I'll ask him to show me, where were you when all this was going on? And oftentimes he'll be there crying. He'll have a tear in his eye, or he'll give me something to help me through. Because usually I have the wrong picture. I have the corrupt picture in my mind instead of the picture of God, which is true. See, the enemy wants us to, you know, they call it smoke and mirrors. The enemy wants us to see through the wrong lens. But I'm telling you, the power, the resurrection power of Jesus Christ, that's the picture. That's the picture you want in your head. If Jesus could be raised from the dead, and then he said, you guys go do it too, we can raise ourselves out of the corrupt grave. It's a picture. That corruption, leave it behind and be raised in Christ and move forward. And so he gives us some scripture. Well, he gave me some scripture to look at, and I'm going to Hebrews 12, okay? Now, I like Hebrews 12, 2, but I'm going to go a verse ahead of it, because this is dual. There's two things going on with shame. You might have been the one that caused the shame, or you might have been the one that received the shame. And so God doesn't care, but he wants you whole. He's not like, oh, you're the one that did it, so you can't come into the presence. No. Think about the picture when Jesus was hanging on the cross with the two guys next to him, one on each side. It's all about choice. It's all about choice. So therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith. Now listen. So what this is saying is, this is just what I'm feeling in the spirit right now. There is a great cloud of witnesses, and they're cheering us on. Whether you know it or not, they're cheering us on. And there's this thing called sin that easily trips us up. You ever been tripped up by sin? I'm not talking the big stuff. I'm just talking the normal thoughts, judgments. I'm not talking stealing or murder. I'm talking judgment. So it says, lay aside every encumbrance. Well, here's the thing. With shame, there's encumbrance. And the only way to lay aside, oh yeah, okay, I want to lay aside it. Yeah, I'm in. Who's not in? Okay, do it. It doesn't work that way. But how it works is the willingness in our heart. There has to be a willingness. And when you're in the presence, the conviction of the presence sets you free. Because what happens is when you read the word, you get convicted. Not, oh, I'm a sinner, but, oh, I'm going after this. Or, oh, I used to be like that, but I want the goodness of God. And you trade your old self and the corruption for his goodness and his grace, which empowers you. So the first thing we have to do is, we've got a cloud of witnesses watching. We got to lay aside every encumbrance. That's every obstacle. So no more excuses. No more justification. Here I am, Lord. What are we working on right now? Lay aside the encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us. Listen, sin entangles. Sin will trip you up. Sin will bring you into bondage and beat you until you cry out for Jesus. Once you cry out, you'll get free. But if you don't cry out, see, life and death in the power of the word. If you don't cry out, you'll stay where you're at, entangled. You ever been entangled in seaweed? You ever been entangled in a rope? It's hard to get out. So if you're feeling conviction right now, that's not from God. That's the enemy trying to keep you trapped right now. So recognize that and say, you lying devil, leave. I'm receiving life from Jesus. So we're going to run the race that's set before us. And how do you run? You cut the chains. You cut the sin. And here's the whole key to the victory. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against him, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Now listen, there's a key here, a very important key. You can't work this out in the flesh. Some of you are hearing this and going, oh, okay, yeah, I'm going to do this. Good luck. You have to call on the Holy Spirit, because there's this stuff that's tangled up inside of you through the years, the bondage. You know, I'm actually seeing like suitcases and bricks and ropes and pitchers and of stuff that you just got to keep going, got to keep moving on, because, you know, that's how we do it. We don't quit. We overcome in the flesh and we get her done. Listen, the flesh profits nothing. Okay, this is a work of the Spirit, and God is calling you up out of your way of thinking to receive what he's already done. Now, did you hear that? There's no works. Receive what he's already done. He gives us the picture through the cross. Now, remember what happened before he was nailed to that cross. He was stripped naked. He was beaten. He was mocked. He was shamed. They paraded him down the street, naked. His mother saw him, his friends saw him, naked, bleeding. It looked as though he was defeated in the natural. So there was judgment. There was sneering. As he walked, carrying the cross, when they nailed him to the cross, he knew he had fulfilled what his Father sent him to do. So what happened? The scriptures talk about it. He bore our shame. So we talk about the great exchange all the time. We did it tonight with the little burdens that we had. Remember, we gave them to Jesus, and we took his great grace. We took his compassion. We took his package. Same thing. Some of you have experienced horrible things. Horrible things. Things that you will never share with anybody. Share them with Jesus. Some of you have witnessed things that you can never tell anybody about. Tell them to Jesus. And when you do, it's a friend to a friend. Not a finger pointer to you. It's somebody who knows you so well. He created you in his image. He doesn't look at your sin or the life of sin that you've led. He looks at you as who he created you to be. He looks in the spirit, not your flesh. Thank you, Jesus. And he'll put your arm around you, and he will love on you. And what happens is he will take the package, if you let him, and he will exchange the brokenness, the shame, the hurt, the ridicule, the punishment, the torture, the abuse. And he will give you his love. Why does he do that? Because the Father is love. And Jesus is made in the image of the Father, and we're made in the image of Jesus. So we're one in him, and he wants us to be connected. And he wants us to walk in the fullness. And so right now, we're gonna do a prophetic act. Some of this is stirred. Some of you are like, oh, I'm still trying to keep it in. I don't want to make a scene. Listen, you don't have to make a scene. Just release it to him. You know, we talk about deliverance. Deliverance, you do not have to throw up in a paper bag. You can be delivered in an instant in the presence. And his presence is here, and he's the deliverer and the healer, and he wants to heal you and deliver you tonight. Do you earn it? No, he already did it for us. So receive the healing. Receive the deliverance. Receive the resurrection life. Receive the boldness to rise up from the grave and walk in the humility and the meekness of Jesus. And the love of Jesus will start flowing out of you. And forgiveness will come. You'll be forgiving those that hurt you. Forgive them, Lord. They know not what they do. Forgive them, Lord. They know not what they do. Some of you are going to do some forgiving tonight. And when you forgive, all of heaven celebrates. Because there's power in forgiveness. The enemy's the one who likes the wedge. Keep your guard up. Never let them see you cry. Stay strong. I hear the bones are rattling. I see judgments that you have placed on those that have hurt you. And you place those judgments out of your natural response. Come up higher. Exchange the judgment and receive the love of Jesus. I see a healing balm, and I see Jesus releasing his love into these areas that were traumatized, whether it's your body, your emotions, situations. He is the great physician, and he knows how to grow a limb back. He knows how to grow an area that's been darkened from damage, from sin, from brokenness. He breathes, let there be, and there is. Let there be life, and healing comes forth. Receive life. Receive it right now. In the name of Jesus, we speak and release resurrection power into every body, every soul, every emotion, every wounding. We release the resurrection power. Come forth, boldly, come forth. Trauma, I expose you for what you are. You are not of the Lord. You are not of God. You are a trickster. And I expose you and I command you to loose off the body of Christ right now. I command the resurrection power to come forth. You know, when you get healed of trauma, oftentimes the memory leaves. And right now I speak to the memory of that wounding, the hit, the violation. And I command you to loose out of here off the minds of the body of Christ. And I release the life of God, the life force of God into your mind, into your emotions, and into your soul. Right now I speak to the cells that were violated in your body, whether it be emotions, muscles, tissues. I speak and I command you to come alive. I break the hold and the torment and the wounding against your body right now. And I speak and release resurrection power to your cells. Cells, be made whole. Cells, you're okay. Cells, you will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I see a stranglehold in here and I command it to be loosed off in the name of Jesus. I break the effects of that stranglehold right now. I come against the spirit of perversion and I break your power over the body of Christ. I break your hold. I break the connection and I command a severing in the name of Jesus from the spirit of perversion on the body of Christ. And I command the holiness of God to be a shield and your protector in Jesus' name. Childhood trauma, I speak to you and I want to say you're okay. God is with you. He was with you. He is your deliverer and your healer. And I command the healing to come forth in the name of Jesus. Spring forth. Spring forth in the name of Jesus. Heaviness, go in the name of Jesus. Addiction, go in the name of Jesus. I see self-medication. Self-medication as a result of trauma. I break that off you right now in the name of Jesus. It's a lying spirit and I command it to go and I release the rain of heaven over you right now. Wash, 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 be made whole. Wash. Holy Ghost, continue to bring up as these layers are let go, are these layers open, continue, Lord, to show the way of truth, to show the way of your righteousness and your goodness. And just like when we speak to the mountain, we speak right now to every layer of trauma, every repeat. I see this word. What is this? I'm just hearing repeat performance. I don't have the revelation. Repeat performance. I break that cycle in your life right now. I cut it and put it under the blood. I break the effects which caused you to be into the repeat performance. I free you right now by the blood of the Lamb. Be free. Be whole. Be whole in the name of Jesus. No more measuring. False measure sticks. We break you right now. We put you under the blood of the Lamb and we stand boldly in front of Jesus and we measure perfect in Him. We measure fully in him. Trickery, smoke and mirrors, we put the blood of Jesus over you and say no more, no more, no more. We break the power, we break the hold and the effects off our soul and mind and body, and we put ourselves at the foot of the cross. Right now, we put ourselves at the foot of the cross, and we make the great exchange. We take on God's goodness. We take on his power, his glory, his love, his perfection, his compassion. We take it on right now. We say yes to it all in Jesus' name. Yes. 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 I'm seeing flowers starting to sprout. Thank you, Lord. Continue to water us, Lord. Continue to deliver us and heal us and make us ready. Make us ready. Make us ready. Lord, we fix our eyes on you. You're the author and perfecter of our faith. You had joy when you went to the cross. When we look at the situation in the natural, we think, how can he have joy? Well, he is love, perfect love. He took all this with joy. Then he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, because it's done. It's done. It's done. How about that? Is that something to shout a victory for? So, as we move forward with the author and the perfecter of our faith, I think that's called win-win. So, win-win, thief been caught, sevenfold return for all that was lost, broken, and stolen. I'm not talking about anything less. We claim it right now in the name of Jesus. We claim it right now in the name of Jesus. Everything that was lost, stolen, hindered, held back, we receive it all from you, Jesus, because you're a good father that only has good things for his kids. And so we receive sevenfold accelerated return. Amen. Amen. I do too. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 So some of you are going to feel different. And when the opportunity comes, you may have a different response than you're used to using, because goodness and mercy has moved in. It's camped where destruction was. So testify of God's goodness, because you're going to see a difference. I'm telling you, you're going to see a difference. This is the heart of Jesus right now. He wants you whole. You are whole. All we have to do is say yes and walk it out, however that looks. So some of you used to reach for the bottle at night because it just was a little too tough to go to sleep. There were some memories that you just didn't want to deal with. And you learned to condition yourself with sleeping pills and booze called beer, to be precise. And a little bit of wine. Listen, that's gone. So when you go to think that you're going to reach for that, you're going to be like, what used to be there? Because it's void. There's no memory anymore. That's how God has delivered you tonight. Okay? Some of you had to sleep with your TVs on because you couldn't stand the quiet stillness, because the memories and the thoughts and the cycles of torment would march their way in. You were healed tonight of that. You did the great exchange. And so some of you are going to sleep for the very first time a full night's sleep. And you're going to wake up rested, because you're living in the rested place in God, because he arrested the persecutor, the offender. And he took him and locked him up. He stripped him naked and locked him up. He will not touch you. You've been set free from prison. Some of you, hallelujah. I can't hear you. Amen. That's huge. So, the word jiding, new word for today for many of us. Always trust the Holy Ghost and press through. Jiding, some of you were boxing against insults and done. The gloves have been hung up. You're not doing it because you got healed. And there's no more. When they push, you're like, nothing there to push. Hot air. Holy Ghost. Some of you, used to measure others because you weren't good enough. You've been told you weren't good enough, or you should have done it this way. So you do this little back talking or bragging about how great you are or your accomplishments, which is all rubbish, by the way, because in your flesh really dwells no good thing. You've been set free from that thing because you got healed tonight of the wounding and the pointing of finger and the scolding when you were a child. Hallelujah. I just heard drink some coffee. So here's a touchy one. Some of you had made some bad decisions when you were young. And some of them you can't share with anybody because you feel you'll be judged. And Jesus wants me to remind you that that too was paid for at the cross. And I hear him saying there's a reward in heaven waiting for you. See, you think you're going to be punished for that bad thing you did when you were young. I'm not going to say what it is because I don't want to cause anything to bother anybody. But you know who I'm talking to, because you can feel it right now. But those things you did, those you did them because it was the best you knew and it was what you thought you were supposed to do. And you actually felt pressure to do that. And Jesus wants me to tell you, then that too was paid for. He took that too. And so he releases you from condemnation. He releases you from shame and that dirty little secret. And he says, be made whole by the resurrection power and by my word. I just saw another one. Somebody was a bully, and you picked on kids on the playground after school. You joined in a group. And you engaged in pressuring, making fun of. And right now, Jesus is saying that he forgives you, and that too was taken to the cross. sometimes when something comes up and this bears witness, you just repent. Repenting is always good, because when you repent, you cut association with the demonic force that was pushing you or helping you along in the wrong direction. Amen. Here's another one. Some people are married and have trouble with intimacy because of past traumas that have happened to you. And I see Jesus right now removing that barrier which was placed at the point of the violation, the original violation. He's going way back to the original. Some of it had multiple. This is the original hit. And I see him placing his hand and healing that area of the penetration of the hit and restoring what was locked up and lost and taken. And I see that your marriage, you've had trouble communicating, trusting, and also having intimate relations with your spouse. And I see that being restored, and I see great joy and laughter. And your spouse is going to think, what happened to you? And it's the Lord. And I don't know if you'll testify to your spouse or if that'll just be something between you and Jesus. But I see victory, and I'm actually seeing a banner, like a banner of victory over marriages. And this is more than one person. It's multiple people, multiple marriages. And so I just release that by the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you for everything. You are so good to us. We receive everything you released by faith right now. Even if we don't understand it, even if we're not sure it was us, maybe there's a hidden memory that's so lodged deep that we're not sure. Lord, I'm just asking for supernatural healing of those memories right now. I'm asking for supernatural breakthrough in every area of our life where we replace the lie for your truth. Lord, right now, by faith, we replace the lie for your truth. We receive your truth into our hearts, into our minds, and into our souls. In Jesus' name, amen. And thank you for making us whole. Hallelujah.
We hope you enjoyed today's message by Laurie Scanlon. You can download more messages from our store at www.spiritofgodworldwide.com.